driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in London for discussions on Britain's decision to leave the European Union.
I'm here in the aftermath of last week's vote to underscore the unbreakable bond that exists between the United States and the United Kingdom.
British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says that some things won't change with the vote.
Britain is and always will be open for business, committed to peace and security, and a leading supporter of the international rules-based system.
Speaking before the Parliament, British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's too late for regrets about the vote. He has resigned as a result. Floodwaters in West Virginia are expected to recede today, but brand new flash flooding could be an issue as crews continue to search for missing people. At least 25 were killed over the weekend and dozens of homes destroyed following heavy rains that began last Thursday. The National Guard is in the area as several thousand are still without power. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Donald Trump's campaign is teasing some major announcements in the near future, USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
They say you can expect some major announcements from Donald Trump's campaign in the very near future, and that's according to Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, when he appeared on NBC's Meet the Press.
This week we'll be making some major announcements of people who are taking over in major positions in our national campaign, as well as in our state campaigns. We're organized in all 16 states that we're going to be targeting as battleground states.
Manafort says much of Trump's campaign progress is being made behind the scenes and not in front of the public. He assured the presumptive GOP presidential nominee's campaign is organized and confident heading into July's national GOP convention. He disputed calls that Trump's campaign is continuing to fall behind Democrat Hillary Clinton. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Today is National HIV Testing Day. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are urging people to be educated about the disease and to get tested. Around 1.2 million people in the U.S. are living with HIV, and one out of every eight don't know they have it. The U.S. Supreme Court is overturning the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Robert McDonnell. He was facing a two-year prison sentence in a felony bribery case. The ruling faulted prosecutors for defining the words official act too broadly. There is a possibility the case could be retried if prosecutors decide to take that route. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
gone on for more than a month. At least 1,800 ISIS fighters are believed to have been killed. Well, Hillary Clinton has some of the tickets to the hottest show on Broadway, and well, you could too if you could afford them. Scott Barry explains.
The hottest ticket on Broadway is yours, courtesy of Hillary Clinton, if you can cough up between $2,700 and $10,000, that is. The pricey tickets to see Hamilton are for a special July 12th matinee of the hip-hop musical about the first U.S. Treasury Secretary to benefit Clinton's campaign, and the 10 grand premium seat gets you a photo session with the likely Democratic nominee. Hamilton won 11 Tony Awards, including Best Musical and regular premium seats without Mrs. Clinton, cost a record $849.
And Scott Barry reporting, a crash between an Amtrak train and a car in southern Colorado's left at least 5 people dead. 3 children are believed to be among those killed in Sunday's crash near Trinidad. Wall Street stumbles into the new week after a free fall on Friday. U.S. trading joining global markets on Friday that fell hard and fast after Britain's vote to leave the European Union. Wall Street's 3 major indexes losing more than 3% in value, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling a whopping 611 points. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Chamber Radio weather. Partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of precipitation for today. It is Monday, June 27th, 2016. Weather forecast says partly sunny, a chance of thunderstorms with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms this evening. Lows in the mid-60s. Winds south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 50%. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms for tomorrow. That'll be in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. South winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 50%. Thunderstorms continue all the way through Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. On Thursday, sunny mid-80s. Partly sunny on Friday, July 1st, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-80s. That is Good Morning Hunterdon and the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
First thing you do when you get up. shining and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Huntington. I'm Jimmer.com. ZZ Top telling you about your cheap sunglasses that you should have when you're driving down 78 going into the sun glare. It's Sunglasses Day. What a surprise. All right, let's see what's going on our roads. My guess, it's probably something. HARTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them. And they will send you alerts via email, which you can read on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. And if you follow them on Twitter, well, you'll get them as tweets, or you can have the tweets converted to quick text. 287 as of 6:32 this morning. Southbound at 12, Bridgewater, multi-lane accident blocking all lanes, 287 southbound in Bridgewater. The road is closed and detours are posted. Expect delays. That's been going on for quite some time. So be prepared for that. Aside from that, everything else is good. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. It's time for a little history from History.com for June 27, 2016. We start off with the lead story today. It's 1950 on this day. President Harry S. Truman announces that he is ordering U.S. air and naval forces to South Korea to aid the democratic nation in repulsing an invasion by communist North Korea. The United States was undertaking the major military operation, he explained, to enforce the United Nations resolution calling for an end to hostilities and to stem the spread of communism in Asia. In addition to ordering U.S. forces to Korea, Truman also deployed the U.S. 7th Fleet to Formosa, which was known as Taiwan, to guard against invasion by communist China, and ordered an acceleration of military aid to French forces fighting communist guerrillas in Vietnam. Now, apparently that part of the world was exploding, and we were still the big brother helping everybody out. It's not so easy anymore, is it? On this day in 1775, the Continental Congress resolves the Major General Philip John Schuyler should travel to Fort Ticonderoga and Croyan Point to order to examine the troops, their supplies, and their ability to navigate Lake Champlain and Lake George, as well as obtain the best intelligence he can of the disposition of the Canadian and Indians of Canada. In 1985, after 59 years, the iconic Route 66 enters the realm of history on this day when the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials decertifies the road and votes to remove it all of its highway signs. Remember that? Get your kicks from Route 66. 1864 on this day, Union General William T. Sherman launches a major attack on Confederate General Joseph Johnston's army at the Battle of Kennesaw Mountain in Georgia. 1950, we already talked about it, but it was part of the UN resolution that 2 days after the communist North Korea forces invaded South Korea, the United Nations Security Council approves a resolution, but put forward by the United States calling for armed forces to repel the North Korean invaders. 1921, Markley pleads guilty to attempted larceny of a motorcycle in New York. Since this was his first offense, he received a suspended sentence, which, after the establishment of Baum's Law 5 years later, saved him from later serving a life sentence. In 1976, a factory storekeeper in Nazara Township of the Sudan becomes ill. 5 days later, he dies, and the world's first recorded Ebola virus epidemic begins taking its way through the area. By the time the epidemic is over, 284 cases are reported, with about half of the victims dying from the disease. In 1829, in Genoa, Italy, English scientist James Smithson dies after a long illness, leaving behind a will with a peculiar footnote. In the event that his only nephew died without any heirs, Smithson decreed that the whole of his estate would go to the United States of America, to found at Washington under the name of the Smithsonian Institution, an establishment for the increase and diffusion of knowledge. Smithson's curious bequest to a country that he had never visited aroused significant attention on both sides of the Atlantic, the Smithsonian Institute. 1844, Joseph Smith, the founder and leader of the Mormon religion, is murdered along with his brother Hiram when an anti-Mormon mob breaks into a jail where they are being held in Carthage, Illinois. 1922, on this day, the American Library Association awards the first Newbery Medal, honoring this year's best children's book, The Story of Mankind by Hendrik Wilhelm van Loon. The idea for the award honoring outstanding contributions to children's literature came from Frederick G. Melcher, a former bookseller who in 1918 became an editor of Publishers Weekly. Over his long career, Melcher often looked for ways to encourage reading, especially among children. In 1919, he co-founded Children's Book Week with Franklin K. Matthews, librarian of the Boy Scouts organization. 2 years later, Melcher suggested the creation of a children's book award at a June 1921 meeting of the Children's Librarians section of the ALA. He proposed that he should be named for John Newbery, the 18th century English bookseller and author who was considered the father or inventor of children's literature. By the way, it's a great way to find really good books to give as presents to children. In 1939, on this day, one of the most famous scenes in movie history is filmed, Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara, parting in Gone with the Wind. Director Victor Fleming also shot the scene using the alternative line, "Frankly, my dear, I don't care, I just don't care," in case the film censors objected to the word damn. The censors approved the movie, but fined producer David O. Selznick $5,000 for including the curse. Probably a worthwhile investment. 1968, it was quite a bit more than just 12 years and a few extra pounds separating the Elvis of 1968 from the Elvis that set the world on fire in 56. But Elvis came back to tape his famous TV comeback special on this day, including a jam session that he did in front of a live audience. And finally, in sports, 1988, heavyweight champion Mike Tyson knocks out challenger Michael Spinks 91 seconds into the first round. The decisive victory left the boxing world wondering if anyone could beat Iron Mike Tyson. And the rest is history. And it was Don King. I know Buster Douglas got in there somewhere, but the damage was done before Buster even got there. All right, that's Today in History from History.com for June 27th, 2016. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Instead, Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You got a friend.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Baby, you get your picks on Route 66.
66.
Yeah, that's right. Route 66 decommissioned on this day. And I'm sure you can still find some of the highway signs out there. There's plenty of people that sell that nostalgia. 2,000 miles. Well, we got Route 80 that does it all now and other ones as well. All right, we got other things to talk about. Let's find out all about some news that's going on in Huntington County. Find out what we got in store for us. We, Al Warr and I were talking about breweries not too long ago, and we were also talking about the hard cider, and Al was talking about it at Melick's. Melick's Hard Cider comes in three flavors, which are ginger, lemon, and original. Melick's has produced 6,000 gallons of the hard cider since beginning in September. And a little article about it, why this homegrown New Jersey cider is already popular. Hard cider is making a resurgence in the United States, and Melick Town Farm in Oldwick is keeping up with the times. By the way, this is Katie Greenfield who wrote this, and it was in the Huntington County Democrat on the 26th. Melick's introduced their new line of hard cider in January and is heralding into the first summer of full production. The idea took root with John Melick, a 10th-generation farmer. He met cider maker Scott Wyant 2 years ago, and Culinary Institute of America's educated Wyant learned the craft of cider making while living in Switzerland with his family. When the family moved back to New Jersey, a friend introduced Wyant to Melick. It was just absolutely perfect. The Melicks are the largest apple growers in New Jersey, over 25,000 trees and 40 acres of peaches. It was just perfect, described Wyant. Wyant and Melick have spent the time since that initial meeting refining the idea, creating recipes, and going through the arduous process of obtaining the necessary licenses to produce alcohol. Prior to meeting Wyant, Melick had been toying with the idea of venturing into hard cider, but lacked the resources to do so. The idea was there, but I wasn't going to be able to do it myself or dedicate the time, explained Melick. It's a whole new business, so he came on board as a full-time employee. After toiling with the state and federal regulators, Melick's Town Farm is now the holder of a farm winery license, which allows them to produce up to 50,000 gallons per year. Current facilities are at Cider Mill Orchard on Rink King Street in Oldwick, where Melick's hosts apple picking in the fall, and Melick's Town Farm, where the farm fruits, vegetables, and baked goods are sold, is a half mile away from the Oldwick Road, though the already tend 25,000 apple trees. The Melick's planted 4 additional acres worth of trees in the spring at the King Street Orchard. He planted 4 acres this spring of traditional hard cider varieties that have some of those old world qualities that people look for, said Melick, referring to the higher levels of sugar and tannins. They'd be a terrible apple, and I couldn't sell them for fresh, but we're going to growing them exclusively for the cider. Cider is pressed from apples that Melick calls seconds, apples that have been bruised or otherwise damaged. Melick's uses a blend of its own seconds and others that were purchased from a farm in New York State. The apple from the new trees, however, will be hand-picked. For the most part, we're using our own apples. It's not 100%, but it could be if we really wanted it to, said Melick. I'm more interested in getting the proper blend right now. This year, the farm will produce roughly 6,000 gallons. And while Melick hopes to more than double that number next year, he does not foresee needing to upgrade his license anytime soon. We'll take baby steps. I don't want to dump too much money into it before we've made a nickel, said Melick. You know, we'll test the water and quickly scale it up if everything goes according to plan. The cider has yet to turn a profit, but given that sales began less than 6 months ago, Melick isn't concerned. He predicts that the farm will see a positive cash flow around 18 months when cider sales have a chance to catch up to the money spent on retrofitting existing buildings for production and buying cider-making equipment. Given that Melick is first and foremost a farmer, his experience with crops and fruit trees gives him a unique perspective. growing fruit trees, you don't see fruit for a couple of years, and they don't start making money until the fourth or fifth year, said Millick. So this is just another way of those things. You constantly reinvest, you get your dividends down the road. We're not looking to meet a certain number within a certain time frame. Millick says that he has a lot of interest from distributors, but for the time being, the farm plans to keep it local. A license allows them to sell liquor at 15 of those establishments, in addition to anywhere with a liquor license. Currently, the cider is stocked at 3 restaurants in the area, as well as 14 local retail outlets. One of those outlets is Tewksbury Fine Wines and Spirits, which is across Oldwick Road from Millick's. Andrea Maranca, the owner, says the ciders have been selling well. We've been selling a lot of it. It's a great idea. Ciders are really hot now. Though Maranca objects to the size of the bottle, she believes a less expensive 12-ounce bottle might sell better. She thinks that Millick and Wyant certainly got their recipe right in terms of the sugar content compared to many popular mass-produced hard ciders. You've got the Dreck, Angry Orchard, I mean. It's just sugar. People love that stuff, said Maranca. And Wyant agrees. In Switzerland, we were right on the border of France, and it was dry, effervescent cider that I loved and that Americans have a hard time putting down, said Wyant. And then I came back here, and people were drinking woodchuck. With Millick cider, Wyant and that they've carefully tried to balance the recipe to a more dry than mainstream hard ciders without tasting bitter. We tried a tall fall in the middle of slightly undrinkable on both ends. Overly sweet and overly dry, said Wyant, and I'd rather fall on the side of being drier than less sweet and less sweet. One 12-ounce bottle of Angry Orchard crisp apple cider carries 24 grams of sugar, while Woodchuck draft cider comes at 21 grams. How much sugar does 16 ounces of Millick cider have? He isn't quite sure. Definitely less than Angry Orchard, though. Heading into the cider's first summer, farm growers can expect to see a sweeter summer lemon. Shandy arrived in early June. Flavors such as blueberry, peach, and cherry are currently being tested as well, and Millick says that they plan to roll out seasonal releases in the future. Currently, the cider is only available in 16-ounce bottles, but Wyant says that releasing 16-ounce cans is also a priority for the farm. Not only will the cans be cheaper, but the cider can then be packed as a 4-pack and more easily transported to parties and picnics. The farm brought 3 new tanks specifically for canning in early May, and so Wyant predicts that the cans will be on shelves soon. Lots of great insight into that whole process, because you hear about the strategy, you hear about the planning, you hear about the cash flow. All that is sitting there, making sure that as a business, they are producing a product that people want and testing the waters to make sure they get it right. Because investing too much too soon is too dangerous. And so lots of great ideas and advice come out of that particular article. All right, we are going to take another break, and we'll be right back with the news. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
All eyes on Wall Street after Friday's free fall on word of Britain's vote to leave the European Union. By the time the trading day was over, more than $2 trillion had been wiped off global markets. That's the biggest daily loss ever. Dow Jones Industrial Average falling a dizzying 611 points. Investors no doubt hoping for a better narrative today. 10 people injured after clashes between neo-Nazis and counter-demonstrators in California. Happened yesterday as protesters confronted a white nationalist group rallying around the state capitol in Sacramento. Chris Harvey with the Sacramento Fire Department saying patients were treated for multiple stab wounds and cuts.
At least two of these patients have what are considered, you know, life-threatening stab wounds that meet what we call critical trauma criteria, that they were, you know, stabbed in the abdomen of the chest.
A group linked to the Traditionalist Worker Party has planned the rally for weeks. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stuff and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many voters in the United Kingdom want to apparently hold another Brexit vote. Some expressed their concern about the impact on the British economy and immigration policy, among other key issues.
There's so much uncertainty, it's impossible to say how it's actually going to affect us.
That's in my own life, a period of uncertainty in terms of employment. I'm not entirely sure how our industry will react to this.
A petition on the Parliament website calling for a do-over of the EU referendum that's already gathered more than 2 million signatures. The demand so high it crashed the website. Britain voting to leave the European Union on Thursday with 52% in favor. ISIS out with a new video praising the Orlando nightclub shooter and calling for more attacks. The video the terrorist group released over the weekend features shots of the Golden Gate Bridge, shots from a cable car, a local neighborhood, and a 52-story building that is the second tallest in the city. A Bosnian jihadist on the video encourages attacks on San Francisco and Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Donald Trump's campaign is teasing some major announcements in the near future. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details.
They say you can expect some major announcements from Donald Trump's campaign in the very near future. And that's according to Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, when he appeared on NBC's Meet the Press.
This week we'll be making some major announcements of people who are taking over in major positions in our national campaign, as well as in our state campaigns. We're organized in all 16 states that we're going to be targeting as battleground states.
Manafort says much of Trump's campaign progress is being made behind the scenes and not in front of the public. He assured the presumptive GOP presidential nominee's campaign is organized and confident heading into July's national GOP convention. He disputed calls that Trump's campaign is continuing to fall behind Democrat Hillary Clinton. I'm Anthony Lucero.
There are reports that Texas officials withheld key information from the Supreme Court as it prepares to rule on the state's abortion law. NBC News says a Texas government employee has accused the state of deliberately blocking release of a full, detailed official account of how the law is affecting women in Texas. The issue before the justices is whether a 2013 Texas law poses an unconstitutional undue burden on women. West Virginia is not breathing easy just yet, even as devastating floodwaters recede. The National Weather Service issuing a flash flood watch for most of southern West Virginia through this evening. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chimborito sports scores and calendar for our five regional high schools and our two minor league baseball teams. The schools obviously closed for the summer, so we don't have much to report on them. But whenever we find sports that involve the kids, we bring it in. The Patriots faced the Sugarland Skeeters, a tough out, so to speak. On the weekend, Patriots got the first game on Friday, 2-0. On Saturday, they lost two doubleheaders, though, 6-2 in Game 1, and a 4-3 loss in 10 innings in Game 2. And then on Sunday, also a loss, 9-6. Not good. Patriots are kind of limping in. They're now coming home to face the New Britain Bees for four games, with a graduation picnic and dancing with the Patriots tonight. Bark in the Park on Tuesday, Olympic night on Wednesday, and Beach Balls Health Fair night on Thursday. All 7 o'clock starts. So with that in mind, where are the Patriots in the standings? Well, they now have been tied by the Long Island Ducks. Same record. So the Patriots and the Ducks share the Liberty Division lead. The New Britain Bees, who are coming into town, are 4.5 games back. And they are angry, and they want to climb into the standings. So very important that the Patriots hold back the Bees over the next four games. On the Freedom Division, York Revolution has a 3-game lead with the best record in the league, 36-27, over Sugarland. So Sugarland made up a little bit of ground. Lancaster Barnstormers are 4.5 games back. Moving on to the Thunder, who were struggling at the beginning of the season but seem to have gotten their equilibrium pretty well. They faced Akron at Akron for the last four games. At Akron on Friday, they lost 5-2, but they won doubleheaders on Saturday, 4-3 in the first game, 4-3 in the second game. And finally, a 12-2 beating of Akron on Sunday. They now face Portland and Richmond, two less formidable teams, at home over the next couple of days, and so we're hoping the Thunder can continue to solidify their position. Looking at the standings, they are second place, solidly in second place, 6 games behind the Reading Fighting Phils, and 5.5 games ahead of the Hartford Yardcoats. After that, the next three teams, significantly below, including the Portland Sea Dogs, who the Thunder will be facing. And on the other side, the Eastern League Western Division, the Altoona Curve are in the lead, half game over Akron, who the Thunder just won 3 out of 4. Last in that division is the Richmond Flying Squirrels, 15.5 games back. So the Thunder have the opportunity to make some serious ground over the next couple of days against the last place teams in both divisions. Perfect opportunity for the for this part of the season. That is Humjimber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools and our 2 minor league baseball teams. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love the sport. It's a great way for you to go out. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the baseball game. And even over the next couple of days, you might be able to catch fireworks for July 4th. Moving on from sports, we look at Clinton Township junior police recruits reporting for duty. Danielle Muller of NJ.com reported on the 25th that in Clinton Township, the briefing room of the Clinton Township Police Department headquarters had 22 name tags on the desks and 5 letters, PRIDE, written on the whiteboard in the front of the room. The name tags represent 22 junior recruits participating in the Clinton Township Junior Police Academy, where they were taught the 5 most essential traits to being a police officer: perseverance, respect, integrity, dedication, and enthusiasm. Each day began with roll call and inspection by patrol officer and head drill instructor John Tiger, who has been leading the program for 6 years. March, Tiger said, during the Friday's training, as the junior cadets marched to the front of the building where they stood and saluted the American flag, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Again, Tiger said March, and the students were off to the first practical exercise. After a week of training, the cadets are placed in real-world simulations, giving them a sense of what it is like in the field and how, with the adrenaline pumping, it can be easy to forget what has been learned. The simulations ranged from routine traffic stops to responding to a bank robbery and home invasion. The academy is designed to fit 6 months of training into 1 week. We push them because we like to show the kids what they are made of and that it's important not to give up. He hopes the experience will teach the cadets how to make smart decisions. He said he loves to watch the kids move on to bigger and better things after leaving the academy. It's a humbling experience to be part of that and see what they make of their lives, Tiger said. Many of the recruits have gone on to volunteer with the fire departments, have become emergency medical technicians, and some have applied to serve in the U.S. Coast Guard and high school. Teens who are too old to participate as cadets have returned to volunteer at the academy. I imagine it also gives them a lot of empathy. We've had a number of times in the recent months where we've been pitted against the civilians, against the police force. There's been some bad apples, there's no doubt about it. But obviously with the amount of people that represent the police force, those one-off situations aren't necessarily the root cause of all the problems. But yet we hear about it in the news and we get angered by it, and that's not fair. So this perhaps is a way to show kids, teens, that there's a lot more to policing than just those things that show up on the news. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're going to shut up?
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Jim Rickon. See what else is going on in the news. Lots of other things to talk about. You're certainly looking for a place to take your kids now that you're out of school. And so parkour and more make fun the focus of New Jersey Sports Center. So let's find out what's going on. Sally Graziano reports on the 24th that Owen Swart beamed after he made up a curved wall 8 feet high to a shelf, then grabbed a Sharpie up there and wrote his name, climbing down a rope back to the ground. The 8-year-old landed in the arms of parkour trainer Marcelo Silva. That smile is why the Edge owner, Kelly Denty, has made some changes to the Sports Center on Royal Road. "We're changing the focus a bit," Denty said on Wednesday as the Edge held its first parkour class taught by Silva. "We've been in this building for 6 years, just focused on soccer and field rentals," she said, "but kids have enough pressure on them." So behind her on the indoor soccer field were huge inflated balls with hollow cores, offering just enough space to fit a person. In front were custom-made obstacles in a variety of shapes, all crafted from wood. The smell of fresh lumber still hung in the air. To one side was the curved wall that Owen climbed, and other equipment including overhead ladders people can use to move hand over hand. Think American Ninja Warrior. Yet to come are rock climbing walls and large hanging balls. "We're getting the big red balls people can use to jump by swinging from ball to ball," Denty said. "The additions are not just for kids. 50-year-olds have had birthday parties here," she said. "It's a lot of fun. And the Edge has regular open gym times when people can drop in with a schedule posted on its website that tells the day's activities. Options include archery tag. It's kind of like paintball, but with bows and arrows," Denty said, showing the mask bow and ball-tipped arrows used in the game. "Those inflatable balls are great for rolling around in or straightening out your legs, and you can run and bounce off things, even off other people inside." Park hour, I guess is the way it's supposed to be, was the focus on Wednesday afternoon as Silva learned the first class of mixed-age kids in learning how to negotiate obstacles by running, jumping, and climbing. "They'll learn how to hurdle stuff, climb, how to fall properly," Denty said. De Silva led the youngsters through warm-up stretches. "It's flight, not flight. It's flight, not fight, basically. Kids learn how to run up a wall, how to land and flip." Silva carefully walked through how to roll, on one shoulder and end up on your feet, emphasizing the placement of hands, head, and chin. Before the class started, jumping on and off obstacles, he stressed the importance of bent knees on landing and holding arms out to front for balance. Then it was time to tackle that wall. It's the iconic warped wall from the TV show, Denti said. American Ninja Warriors is like parkour on steroids. Kids of all sizes ran at that slope wall, trying to reach it and climb over the shelf edge to the top. It took Cohen a few times before he made it, and his dad caught the moment on video. Denti watched and said she's happy she started making the switch to focus about 6 months ago. When kids walk out the door now, she said, they're happy and they're smiling. The Edge is at 19 Royal Road in Flemington, along with Park Hour, American Ninja Warrior obstacles, and other activities. It also offers indoor field rental, training, and camps. Check out its website for the schedule or call them at 908-432-0783. The website is the edgesportscenter.net. theedgesportscenter.net is the website, and you can catch all the cool things that are going on right there. So looking for something for the kids to burn some calories, get some exercise instead of being in front of video games, you got it. And the Ninja Warrior reality TV show is kind of inspiring everybody. Very cool stuff. And last but not least, the Human Fuse will light himself on fire to start the Balloon 5K. Craig Turpin reports on the 21st that there are 15,000 5K races in the United States, but this one takes runners to a new height. The Advil Running with the Balloons 5K Crossroad Challenge, presented by Power Crunch Races through the Quick Check New Jersey Festival of Ballooning in association with PNC Bank, the largest summertime hot air balloon and musical festival in North America. On July 31st, according to a news release, and this one race that promises to get off to a hot start instead of firing starting pistol, Brian, the Human Fuse Miser, will set himself on fire and be shot from a 24-long crossbow to start the race. We strive to make our festival experience a memorable one. I imagine that would be pretty interesting. And this holds true even for our 5K, said festival executive producer Howard Freeman. From our Human Fuse starting gun to running while 100 balloons are in the sky above you, this is a race unlike any other. Combining the elements of cross-country with a traditional road race, flat, fast, low-impact USATF New Jersey certified course features a mix of surfaces including grass, pavement, gravel, and dirt roads. Runners race past the balloon launch field while on Sunday morning during the mass hot air balloon ascension and finishes in the heart of the festival at Solberg Airport. The U.S. Army is the participating partner, it was stated in the release. The top male finisher and the top female finisher will each win a free ride in a hot air balloon, and the top three overall male and female finishers receive non-cash prizes. Race time is at 8 a.m. Corporate entries are permitted. Freeman said Advil is a natural partner for all of the festival's health and wellness activities on Sunday, which includes the 5K and Nature's Path Sunrise Yoga and Jazzercise workouts. Propel Fitness Water, SNY, the official TV partner, and Bridgewater Nissan, the official pace car, are additional partners in driving this growing event on the area's racing calendar. The Advil Running with the Balloons 5K was named one of the top 10 5K races in the United States last year by the Active Times. The race was cited for its competitive field, the fast course, scenic setting, and charitable support, and providing unique experience of racing during one of the festival's early morning mass hot air balloon ascensions. All runners' entries include a full-day pass into the festival, which includes festival admission, free parking, lawn seating to Sunday afternoon's John Kay and Steppenwolf and Foghat